WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. It's a little chilly out there, not as cold as it was yesterday, but it's, you know, it's got that winter feel to it. So, and I guess there's some talk about some snow coming in, maybe Thursday, maybe Sunday. But we've had it pretty easy so far, so no complaints here. Just going to get the shovels ready. I'm going to start us off with this incredible CD that I have in my car most of the time. It's the Danny Green Trio, and it's called Altered Narratives. He's an incredible musician. He's along with Justin Grinnell on bass. Danny Green is on piano. Justin Grinnell on bass and Julian Kentlum on drums. And they are awesome. They are just awesome. So, and this was, I think this was engineered in New York. Anyway, they are, it's on AO2 Records. And if you're at all into jazz trios or piano, I'm very much into listening to piano these days. They are just unbelievably fabulous. So we'll get started off. Let me just check and see. Might be some important announcements. Ah, get a handy dandy book over here. And I hope everybody had a nice time if you were celebrating. I went to see a group, Ezekiel's Wheels, a klezmer band at the Burin over in Somerville, and it was fabulous. It was really wonderful. Nice room, I don't know, about 70 so folks, and we had a very, it was an early show, so that was nice too. And then I was able to, you know, relax at home and watch some things. Actually, there was a Lionel Richie being inducted into the Library of Congress. That was a great show. That, I think that was a repeat, because it seems to me that I saw that before. I'm trying to think what I had on after that. But yeah, it was comfortable and it was nice. So let's see. I think, here we go. This is appropriate. Don't Drink and Drive. 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle. "I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judge. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility." Everyone in both vehicles, except for Culbreth, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Culbreth's car to the disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. "The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive. Quite possibly forever." A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, as soon as you turn the news on, there's always something going on. All right, let's get started with some music here.
leave on a rainy and living on a brain. Everybody saying this is a day only the Lord could make. Well, I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I got to the river and I threw my clothes away. I paid my time and now I'm as good as new. Paid my time and now I'm as good as new. They can't take me back unless I want them to. They better keep on raining, the levee gonna break. They better keep on raining, the levee gonna break. Some of these people gonna strip you of all they can take. Salvation can't be waiting behind the next bend in the road. I pick you up from the gutter, and this is the thanks I get. I pick you up from the gutter, and this is the thanks I get. You say you want me to quit you, I told you no, not just yet. Well, I look in your eyes, I see nobody other than me. I look in your eyes, I see nobody other than me. I see all that I am and all I hope to be. If it keep on raining, the levee gonna break. If it keep on raining, the levee gonna break. Some of these people don't know it's a rule. Wide away.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so lovely. That was Brian McCarthy Nanette, and it's his CD called Afterlife. Really beautiful artwork on the, I think it might be a photo from space, actually. Wonder if it gives a credit for that somewhere. In any case, so that was called The Beginning. How appropriate for now. And it's from a CD called Afterlife on Truth Revelation label. So this is WMFO Medford. I'm here at Tufts University up here in Curtis Hall. And happy to be here. Last week there was a bit of a mix-up. My name wasn't on the schedule and somebody else came in, which, you know, he'd walked all the way from Arlington, so what could I tell you? But I'm here and happy to be here. So before Brian, oh, let me tell you who's playing on that. He's playing the alto and soprano saxophones, Bill Mobley on trumpet and flugelhorn, Daniel Ian Smith on tenor saxophone, Stanton Kendrick on tenor, Cameron McManus on trombone, Andrew Gostakis on baritone, and Matt Arnoff on bass, Justin Coughlin on piano, and Jared Schoenig on drums. Quite a stellar group of performers. All right, before that, we listened to Yo-Yo Ma with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Ton Koopman, Concerto in B-flat major for cello and orchestra, and it's from a Simply Baroque 2 remastered CD on Sony Classical. Truly, Yo-Yo Ma, I mean, what can you say? He's brilliant. Simone Dinnerstein and Tiff Merritt, that was before that, the Cohen Variations by Daniel Felschenfeld and Leonard Cohen, a release called Night. I've seen her perform in person. She is really unbelievably wonderful. Bob Dylan before that, The Levee's Gonna Break from his Modern Times CD. And we opened up with the Danny Green Trio Friday at the Thursday Club from his CD called Altered Narratives. And that's where we are. So let's see. It says, we do anything for kids. Yeah. 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Yeah, you have to do what you can. Okay, so I want to share some good news. 12 new Israeli discoveries changing the world. And this is from the American Committee for the Weizmann Institute of Science, celebrating great minds. Science remains Israel's gift to the world. The people of Israel continue to bravely persevere through these harrowing times following the atrocities of October 7. Equally undeterrable, the Weizmann Institute of Science, a global top 10 scientific powerhouse, presses on in its mission to give back to humanity through scientific discovery while remaining a beacon of enlightenment, knowledge, and progress. For nearly 90 years, the Weizmann Institute's dedicated researchers have collaborated across borders and disciplines, pursued their curiosity, and made inspired breakthroughs in critical areas. Recent highlights include cancer treatments, fine-tuning the efficacy of an anti-cancer immunotherapy. Research led by Dr. Ronnie Dahan revealed that a small